We have a few other timeline events for today. Of course, the timeline has shifted some, being that we are not performing the outbound trajectory to burn, as it was deemed not needed by the mission control team. During today's daily planning conference, we heard the team call up to Christina about the cognitive assessment test. This is a simple reaction time test that can be used to provide an objective measure of fatigue. That's something she'll be able to do on her portable computing device. We are also looking forward to having the crew framed in the windows of Orion while one of the solar arrays is pointed toward the cabin and gets a picture of the crew and their spacecraft. Additionally, today we have the manual piloting demonstration. We saw some manual piloting aboard Orion just a few days ago when NASA astronaut Victor Glover commanded the spacecraft to maneuver around the interim cryogenic propulsion stage. This is the first time anyone has manually flown Orion, and he was testing its capabilities ahead of future missions to help us understand how the spacecraft flies ahead of missions in which we'll need to dock to a lunar lander. Other crew members will get that chance today, performing attitude maneuvers to compare 6 degree of freedom and 3 degree of freedom attitude control. Currently, Commander Reed Wiseman and Mission Specialist Jeremy Hansen are reviewing that lunar flyby plan, looking at the targeted timeline for that lunar flyby day. This afternoon, Victor Glover and Christina Cook will get the same opportunity to review that flyby plan. Yesterday afternoon, the crew was able to configure the cabin for how they expect to fly on lunar flyby day. They were able to find their positioning at the windows and stow things as needed to make sure they can move about the cabin freely during the time which they'll be observing the moon.